It is noon here on KZSU 90.1 FM. This is DJ Ramsey with my show, Hi Kifak Sava, a very special edition. I am filling in today for your regular show or your regular host. That would be Abu Ramses and the show Mediterraneans. So Abu Ramses will be actually filling for me next week for my show, which would be Thursdays 4 to 6. And in return, I am subbing for him today. And I will be with you between noon and 2 p.m. California time. And I will also be with you later this afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for my regular time slot for the show, Hi Kifak Sava. So you're going to really get your fill of me today on the airwaves by listening to me maybe not once but twice. Well, hopefully, after you listen once, you'll listen twice. Either way, the show sort of attempts to highlight cultural productions from Lebanon and the Arab world by playing and fusing music from East and West together in what one would hope would be perfect harmony. And so we're going to be sort of doing just that right now. And we'll begin with the Hi Kifak Sava greeting, which of course comprises the national greeting in Lebanon, where French, English, and Arabic are spoken simultaneously and spontaneously.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Sava.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Kifak Inta, Malla Inta. Kifak Inta, Malla
That was Beirut Beloma and a song called In Rah Minnik Ya'in. It kind of represents the kind of experimental music that we're going to be playing on today's show, which usually features songs in English, French, and Arabic and intersects them together. But today's special edition and a special time means that we will be experimenting with the kind of music we're playing by actually playing music that comes from Lebanon and the Arab world in a way that will kind of shock you, because these Arabic singers, or these Arabic singing singers, usually are going to be singing in English or in French, and sometimes they will also sing in Arabic, but with a distinctly Western beat. You're going to hear some hip-hop, you're going to hear some electronica today, and they all come from Lebanon. We will also have with us today our special, I don't want to call him our official reporter, but we're going to have our special friend and loyal fan of the show, all the way from Jordan, who's going to come in and weigh in on the music scene in Jordan, and also speak a little bit about Jordan in general, and Amman, the city where he lives. That would be Ahmed Q. And he'll be with us very soon. And also, we'll be playing a sort of a mix of a little electronica, a little bit of hip-hop, all coming from Lebanon. Wait till you hear Lebanese reggae and get to know these wonderful young artists who are really bursting upon the music scene in Lebanon and into the Arab world and the Middle East, and soon to the United States, one would hope. So we listened to Beirut Beloma, and as I was speaking, you were listening to Scrambled Eggs and a very sort of distinct melody called Les Chantiers. But I think really when we want to talk about experimental music and music, underground music in Lebanon, then we have to go to the group Soap Kills, that really killed and made it big in Lebanon and all over the Arab world. And that would be a group, a duet between two people, Zaid Hamdan and Yasmin Hamdan. Broken up by now, the group, they all have their solo careers, but their music lives on, as in this song called Les Alains. And translated, Les Alains means why are you mad? Here's Soap Kills, Les Alains. And we'll be talking about the other experimental music coming up here on KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday.
ليه خايفين ليه
انا مش خايفه ده ليه بكين ليه انا مش بكينه وليه هربين ليه انا مش هربين وليه وليه منك رجال وليه منك رجال وليه منك رجال وليه شو هالرجال ولو ليه زعلان ليه انا مش زعلانة وليه خايفين ليه انا مش خايفين وليه بكيين ليه انا مش بكيين وليه هربين ليه انا مش هربين وليه منك رجال وليه منك رجال وليه شو هالرجال ولو
So that was actually a Lebanese musician named Mark Kutsi and a very short ditty there called When I Was Young. Before that, we heard another Lebanese experimental band, but a huge one actually, called Soap Kills. That band is no longer together, that duet or duo. They've both gone on to launch very successful careers. That means that Hamdan and Yasmin Hamdan. But their music, like the one you heard called Les Alain, lives on. They made it huge and made a huge impact on the Lebanese and Arabic music scene many years ago, or several years ago. And so this kind of defines the kind of show we're going to have today here on KZSU 90.1 FM, where we're going to be playing experimental music on this special edition that's coming to you from noon till 2 p.m. And the kind of music we'll play will kind of shock you when you realize that these are Lebanese artists, young artists who are in Lebanon and sort of mixing it up, playing Eastern, Western fusion electronica with Arabic beat, and hip-hop certainly will be a highlight of the show today. I remind you that at 12:30 p.m. California time, we will have a special report from Ahmed Q, who's going to be calling in live with his, what I'm going to call his weekly report. He'll be calling in from Amman, Jordan, to tell us what's going on there, both economically, politically, and of course on the music scene. Ahmed has brought some wonderful music with him today. I believe he's very anxious to tell us all about it. So I hope you'll tune in for that at around 12:30. And to remind you again that this show usually is called Mediterraneans and hosted by Abu Ramses. But today I'm subbing for him, and he'll be subbing for my show again on next Thursday, which is 4 to 6 p.m. So that means that today I have two shows going on. This one from 12 to 2 p.m. and the next one from 4 to 6 p.m. You will be so sick of me by 6 p.m. that you'll never want to hear the name Ramsey again. So I hope you'll stay with me. We are streaming live at KZSU 90.1 FM and, sorry, streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And I will be with you until 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Wednesday, June 29th at 12:15, the St. Lawrence String Quartet will offer a free noon concert in Dinkelspiel Auditorium on Stanford campus. The program will include works by Liszt, Schumann, and Fauré. That's Wednesday, June 27th at 12:15 for a free noon concert by the St. Lawrence String Quartet. For more information, go to music.stanford.edu/events. That's music.stanford.edu/events. DJ Ramsey with you. The show is called Hai Kifak Sava, the national greeting in Lebanon, where French, English, and Arabic intermingle. And as promised, I thought we would sort of introduce you to what's called the Lebanese or Arabic rap. And yes, hip-hop and rap are making it big in the United States, not only fueled by the uprisings there, but also gaining sort of a different kind of connotation when sung in terms of governmental interference and concepts of democracy. And from Lebanon, there are two bands and two musicians that are really stand out as being probably the best in terms of hip-hop and rap. The first is called Reyes Beik, and Reyes Beik and his orchestra released a really good album with rap in English, in Arabic, and in French. So we'll be hearing one of those, and then probably the number one band for hip-hop and rap in Lebanon is called Farid Al-Atrash, not to be confused with Farid Al-Atrash. And Farid Al-Atrash will be singing Democracy. So I think we're going to launch a little bit into this kind of rap. And the song is called, it's called Schizophrenia. So if you know anybody out there who's schizo, then this song is for them. Here is Reyes Beik. It's a French and Arabic rap. And from that, we'll go to Farid Al-Atrash. Please stay with me here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in today.
Mm-hmm. qu'au Liban les religions se marient, j'ai pas dû être invité au mariage. Je les ai toujours vus se battre et ça depuis l'âge de 15 ans. Pourtant, on est tous nés innocents. Demande à ma mère, je suis pas né avec un couteau entre les dents. Je débarque dans ce pays, sourire aux lèvres et les yeux tristes. Les voir s'entretuer me rappelle que nous sommes tiers-mondistes. J'ai pas réussi à m'intégrer dans cette société complexe et complexée, toujours annexée. L'excès d'être en marge est vexant, les yeux remplis de vide, de vivre cette vie plastique. Noyé au Pepsi, regard placide, je suis pas vraiment d'ici et pas vraiment d'ailleurs. L'inconscience m'aide à m'éloigner de leur politique le plus que possible. Jamais les pieds sur terre, en tout cas pas sur la leur. Leur terre de merde, leur pierre de marbre, leur martyr chaque jour me navre et les larmes de ma mère. Pour un pari Beyrouth sans retour, elle savait ce qui nous attendait. J'étais heureux, je ratais les cours, c'était les vacances pour moi. Le soleil et la mer, je pensais pas que j'allais vivre le manque d'oseille et la mer. Et plonger dans la mer jusqu'au cou, le clash des cultures fut brutal. Et je cite, l'interdiction formelle d'être laïque, classé comme un dossier par ordre alphabétique. On te demande pas ton avis, surtout quand t'es chiite au milieu de la bourgeoisie. Si au moins j'avais choisi, crois que je restais à Clichy, aurais passé ma vie, aurais moisi. Ça valait mieux que supporter leur manque de respect et leur communauté illimitée se limitait à qui tuer ma vie coupée en deux. Mentalité moyenne nageuse, on s'adapte de langage, on s'adapte au double jeu. À l'est jouer l'européen en français impeccable, à l'ouest fils du bled t'es fier d'être un arabe. À force de faire le caméléon entre les deux extrêmes, je crois que j'en suis devenu schizophrène. جرب تعيش وقتها كل واحد كان فاتح للتاني حساب كانوا يحملوا 9 ميلي انا احمل كتاب. رجعت من باريس كنت ولد بريء تغير كل شي تركت طفولتي على الطريق. قعدنا بالغربية وكنت ادرس بالشرقية ما كنت عارف شو معنات الطائفية. تأقلمت قد ما فيه وعشت الافلاس حياتي بلبنان عبارة عن خط التماس. طعت بالعقلية والتصرف العنيف بس تشوف بيك بيشتغل ليل ونهار بتسد نيعك وما بتنق تدرس بتعقل لعبة ضليتني عصفور طيار بالضياع. ما كنت عارف شو معناته لبنان ما استوعب قلية الاحترام بين الأديان حتى بالصف كان في أحزاب. بس تتكتش الأرض بتعرف شو طعمة العذاب قديه فيك تتجنب وتنسي حالك بدك تعيش مع الكل يعني لا حتعيش لحالك. صار عمري 29 وما عم شوف الصح من الغلط ما عم بعرف إذا فهمت شي من هيدا البلد. Je perds mes repères par milliers, je les retrouve dans le son. Je change de caractère et d'attitude selon. Déchiré en mille morceaux, rien n'est plus comme avant. Prépare-toi à changer de gueule au prochain tournant. Changer de gueule au prochain tournant.
لا يعاني اوجاع بالاعضاء باستمرار فوق معاصي حكم الديمقراطي القاصر. صرفيت بالسياسه اكثر من اللي قاصد عشوائي تعرسوا معود محل بيك صادق. بدك تحاسب بلش بحالك شوف مين مصاحب صفك شخصيه متقلبي على مراحل مراحب بيوت شعر ورا كل خطابه بفرش وطاحن. بكير تعتذر للتسويه شو فيك للراحل نعم موجوده بجرايد البلد روح طالع ما تروح طالع لعندي بسؤال مش واضح خليني صادع بافكاري طاغي ومتقاطع اللي اشتغلوا بمصلحه البلد بينعدوا على نص الاصابع. صوت المد مسدود بميزان سد غير قابل للدمج عن سياسته ظاهر مخططات وبعده صافن صديقي في الكون قاطع محشور بنفس الخانة من أول دق عم بتطاحش. بطلنا نحبر إلا أخبار مارسيل غانم الشعب طافش من غير قصد بوصل المدفع وارف طلع الضرب رحنا عالرغيف معش ما حدا حاسس حاسب حسابه مسؤولية حامل وطننا حاول وطننا محاوي تناقض الأفكار على الطاولة فشل بالحوار والتعاطي هون بماطل تاني بعارض أروح تالت فيهم طابش فتا وين بعد واصل عارف
أنا ما بخفي على أنه في هون في مكان ما في نوع من مش بعرفني شو ما بعرف شو بدي سميه في نوع من
وطننا حاوي تناقض الأفكار على الطاولة فشل الحوار والتعاطي هون بماطل تاني بعارض أروح تالت فيهم طابش كيف ما بده يكون الفساد طاغي عم بتعارض ومن غير معارض خلاف بين أعضاء عالتكرار فوق أخطاء الحكم الديمقراطي القاصر بحملين سلاح بدل لمساطر حايس ناطر لتعلق ليروح يقاتل طوارئ نبض البلد واقف ضغطه قاشد خف النمط محتمل ما يعود يواصل بيظهر مقاوم لبنظرك أرهابي بده يخاني صديقي فيه الكون قاطع نظرة تقلب بلد المتواضع لرافض الديفاول شارب ظهرك مين تمشي من خوني وعاصر لآخر نقطة بدمك قاطر اللي صاير واقف مطرحك والضحك عليك متواصل بتكون فاير عالوزن أخف خف ريش وسهل ينتف سمكو رقيقه بسرعة بينعلف لأنه عاقل عظهره مركب شوف قده ما حدا وسخ وظهره مركب وطننا حاوي تناقض الأفكار عالطاولة فشل بالحوار والتعاطي هون بماطل تاني بعارض بروح تالت فيهم طابش كيف ما بده يكون الفساد طاغي وطننا حاوي تناقض الأفكار عالطاولة فشل بالحوار والتعاطي هم دي ماطل تاني بعاري طرف تالت فيهم طابش كيف ما بده يكون الفساد طاغي
That was a group, a Lebanese group, hip-hop band called Fariq al-Atras and a song called Demokrati. Before that, we heard another Lebanese singer and his orchestra. That would be Reyes Beik Orchestra. The song was called Schizophrenia. And those sort of represent the kind of hip-hop slash rap music coming out of Lebanon. And that is the focus of today's show, not just hip-hop. Pop, but experimental music, what's usually considered Western music, being adopted by young Lebanese musicians in Beirut and in Lebanon. And they're releasing this kind of stuff, which often is in Arabic, but is also sometimes sung and recorded in French or in English. And so I am glad you joined me for this special edition of Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM. I will be with you today until 2 p.m., and that would be right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We're streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, and we're about to check if our, well, I don't want to call him our correspondent, because he certainly is not hired or paid by the show. So this is this would be Ahmed. I'm not sure if Ahmed is with us on the line today. Ahmed, if you are there, can you say marhaba?
Marhaba.
Ahlan wa sahlan, Ahmed. I can't believe we got you on the line so quickly.
I'm here, yes, already. How are you?
I'm doing very well, yeah, Ahmed. And you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm great.
So you're calling us from where, Ahmed? Can you remind
our viewers? I'm calling you from Middle East, Amman, Jordan.
Wow, all the way from Amman, Jordan. And, of course, this is not the first time that you call our show, Ahmed.
Yeah, it's like the third time I'm calling.
In fact, I have to tell you that the reason we keep having you back is because we got such good feedback from our listeners every time you are gracious enough to appear on our show. And people love your personality. I don't know what it is about the students at Stanford who think you're always giving us these very interesting songs and your commentary about them. So thank you, Ahmed, for joining us for the third time.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, always.
And what? And you said it was what? Let's see, 12:30. It would be 10:30 p.m. over there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 10:30 p.m.
It's
p.m. earlier than the previous times. It was like 10. It was about 2:30 or 3 a.m. that time.
Well,
now it's a bit earlier, yeah.
Absolutely, because I'm filling in today, Ahmad, but my regular show will still be on between 4 and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is the slot that Ahmad is used to, but that would be brutal for you because that's like, what, 3 in the morning over there. Thank God it's Friday tomorrow, huh, Ahmad?
Yeah, TGIF.
TGIF, alhamdulillah. TGIJ, isn't that somebody said that? Was it Firas Abu Khadija, I believe, said that. Thank God it's Jum'ah. So Ahmad, what kind of goodies did you bring us today? Well, before we go to that, actually, let me just ask you to talk a little bit about what's going on in Amman, Jordan. You know, we've been watching TV here. We hear a lot about Syria and other countries in the region. We don't hear too much about Jordan. So I'm not sure if that means that everything is perfect over there or if anything's going on. Anything you'd like to share with our viewers, Ahmad, from Amman?
Well, actually, Amman and Jordan is a very peaceful country, and we live in peace many years ago. Thank God. Our concern here is the economy. You know, due to the economy crisis that we were suffering from last few years, globally, many companies and enterprises has vanished, and excluding the careers of many people. As a result of that, the unemployment rate has increased, you know, year by year, and especially in the developing countries like Jordan, who is having the least share in the economical advances. You know, due to that, we started to spot the last few years about these competitions that emphasizes in the about emphasizing, you know, and to motivate the entrepreneurships in Jordan for the youth who are having such great new ideas that is to be fruitful for the locals and to the humanity in the international wise. I think the prizes for such competitions are usually cash money, and that allows the entrepreneurs to establish their own companies. And what's good about that after these competitions, you will get to know about new services and new products in the town that is made locally.
Wow.
And somehow these trials resolve some economical issues by creating more job vacancies.
Wow.
In the area,
Ahmad, I feel I'm speaking to the Wall Street Journal or something. You seem very, very well-researched about what you're talking about. Usually you talk to us about music. And I'm glad to see that you're so prolific in terms of your interests.
Exactly. I have attended a few of these contests, but I never participated.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the contests? What are these exactly?
Yeah, actually, we have many organizations here and associations that hold such competitions annually. I would mention Queen Rania Center for Entrepreneurship.
Her Majesty Queen Rania being the reigning Queen of Jordan
exactly.
Right now. Okay.
Yes. She's well known. And through that organization, a true observation on the amazing energies takes place, and many people proceed in their projects. They never stop. Even if they didn't win, they proceed. Because this association paved the way for them and trained them to go through each and every step till they release their first product.
Wow.
I mean, such a competition and such associations is truly very fruitful.
Well, yes, go ahead, Ahmad. Go ahead.
Well, I want to end it by saying that having other investments and that keeps us busy with the other people's successful stories and ideas is not a real success, you know. And I believe that each one of us must think of himself and must think about his own idea and come forward and compete with such competitions to create his own or her own success story.
Wow. You know, yeah. Ahmed, I'm very glad to hear, because I don't know how many people know that Jordan, of course, is a capitalistic country, and that the economy, the global economy, has hit that country just like everywhere else. But Jordan is not necessarily an oil-rich nation, so that the economy there, and the I think that the unemployment rate has gone up, Ahmed, according to what you see.
Exactly. I think the economy in Jordan comes from the human resources that we have. We have well-educated people, and the education rate is really high. It's above the 90%, which makes me really proud to be from this area, especially Jordan.
And what do you do, Ahmed? You said you were in IT, I think, right?
Yes, I work in the IT field, which is very vast field here in Jordan. I can work in any area of the IT field. And I think finding a job of this field, I mean, the IT, is really easy here.
Absolutely. And you're also a graphic artist, Ahmed. I always try to embarrass you by telling you that, because you've certainly helped me with my blog, Pop Culture in the Arab World,
was,
by doing this.
It was my pleasure, true. But it was my pleasure to assist you in that. I would say that graphic designing is not my job. It's like my passion, because I started painting and drawing and writing stories since I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like a hobby or a passion for me. I do for fun, you can say.
Well, the background that you provided for my blog at author32.blogspot.com, which kind of is meant to go along with this show, is absolutely beautiful. So thank you for that. And there are also several graphics on that page that you've been kind enough to do for me. So the least I can do is sort of have you come back on the show and speak your mind about what's going on in Jordan and perhaps in the Arab world at large. But in terms of the music, Ahmed, you introduced us last week to great Jordanian singers. I remember the Rum Band.
Rum Band, yeah.
I remember
that. I would like to highlight about it again, because it's really a great band.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, I absolutely loved their song, the Rum Band, and I think it was called Yaruh. But since this week, the show is sort of about Lebanese independent underground musicians. I was wondering if you've heard of some of these people. I know that you're bringing us Grace Deeb and two tracks that are absolutely awesome. I know you've brought those with you, because you told me they were, one was in French and one was in English, I believe.
Yes.
From an Arabic singer. And so absolutely this would fit into the show today. And we'll be talking about Grace Deeb right very soon, Ahmed, because I hope to have you with me for at least another quarter of an hour, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it would be my pleasure.
But I did want to sort of begin this segment, or this mini segment in this episode, by talking a little bit about Tanya Saleh, whose album has been playing on KZSU 90.1 FM here at Stanford quite often. Have you heard of Tanya Saleh, Ahmed? Although she's Lebanese and you're Jordanian, but perhaps you've heard of her?
Yeah, I heard her about. I heard about her a lot, especially through Hay Kifak Safa. Her album is not like a love story or something like that. It's so much political and so much deep. It concentrates on unifying the minorities in Lebanon.
Absolutely.
And focusing them into one aim and one purpose, to live peacefully in love and looking forward to a better future.
Absolutely. It's a very political album. It's called Wihde, which means unity. And you know, all the tracks there are in Arabic. But what I did choose to do, Ahmed, now don't be shocked or fall over in your chair when I tell you that I'm going to play Tanya Saleh singing in English. Did you know that she recorded in English as well?
No.
Well,
never heard about that.
Well, would you like to hear about it?
Yes, sure.
Absolutely. There is a track called Slow Down that Tanya Saleh recorded in English, and it's actually not on her album Wehde, although it can sort of be like in a bonus track or something. And it's called Slow Down, and she talks about, you know, the spread of technology and how quickly you know, technology is spreading, and people are sort of losing connections with each other, and just in order to get the latest, you know, technological gadget, etc. And so that's the meaning of the phrase slow down.
You're so excited to hear it. Well, can't wait.
Absolutely. Are you a techie guy, Ahmed? Well, in IT, you probably are.
In the office, yeah. But after the job, I just quit being a technical guy, you know. I just relax and find another thing to do.
How nice. So yeah. So you're a well-balanced person there. And I think that's what Tanya Saleh is trying to say with the song Slow Down. So, Ahmed, why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to Slow Down, and then I'll come back and you can talk to us all about Grace Deeb. I'm really curious to know who she is. I was very impressed by her music. So we'll listen to Tanya Saleh and come back, talk to Ahmed, and then we'll go to Grace Deeb. In the meantime, Pacific Free Clinic is a Stanford-affiliated student-run clinic that provides free health assessments, low-cost medication, education, and referrals for low-income uninsured adults in the San Jose area. The clinic is open to all, regardless of immigration status, with services provided in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, Cantonese, and Mandarin Chinese. PFC is located at Overfelt High School in San Jose. For more information, visit pacific.stanford.edu or call 1-888-321-9972. Okay, so Ahmed, I've still got you on the line there.
Yes, still there.
And here's the song Slow Down from Tanya Saleh to the world of technology, I guess. We'll be back to speak with you, Ahmed, right after about Grace Deeb. Hope you have some goodies to tell us about her.
Yes, sure.
All right, Ahmed, here is Tanya Saleh and Slow Down.
The Search Dog Foundation recruits dogs that have been abused or abandoned, professionally trains them, then pairs them with firefighters to help find people trapped in the wreckage left by natural disasters or accidents. If you would like to support their efforts, become a volunteer, or to nominate a dog, visit them online at www.searchdogfoundation.org. That's www.searchdogfoundation.org.
And this is the show, Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you on 90.1 FM here at Stanford University. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. I am filling in this week for your regular host. That would be Abu Ramses, who has the show Mediterraneans usually on at this time. Abu Ramses will in return be subbing for me next Thursday for my show, Hi, Kifak Sava. So it will not be Hi, Kifak Sava next week. It will be Mediterraneans between 4 and 6 p.m., which means that today I am doing two shows, and I'm so happy to be doing so. I'll be with you until 2 p.m. for this special edition of Hi, Kifak Sava. I'll be back between 4 and 6 p.m. for the regular time slot, and this special episode is sort of experimental, and thus is focusing on experimental music coming in from Lebanon. And I do have with me on the line, I hope, our unofficial correspondent Ahmad, are you there?
Yes, I'm still with you, Dr. Ramsey.
Thank you, Ahmad. I just need to make a quick announcement, and I want to talk to you about Grace Deeb, whose music you brought.
Sure.
And that is perfect. For anybody here in the Bay Area who might be looking for something to do this evening, that at Uptown in Oakland, you can see a Throw Rag, the Chop Tops, and the White Barons. This is a show for 21 and over only, and begins at 9 p.m. That's at Uptown Oakland. Feel free to check that out if you intend to be in the East Bay. And in the meantime, I'm going to go back to my show here, and that would be with Ahmad, who has brought, as usual, a nice, eclectic selection this week, Ahmad.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to talk about a song, or actually, I'm going to talk about the artist herself, Grace Deeb, and her hit. Grace Deeb is a Lebanese singer. She's like in the 30s of her age, and she was, as many Lebanese singers, she was raised in Beirut among a family of musicians, and she began her career at a very young age. She can speak like 8 languages: Arabic, French, English, Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, Turkish, and also Greek. About
wow.
her song, it's called Calling You in English, and Comme Toi in French.
Wow, yes, I think we have the French version first, Comme Toi,
yeah.
to begin. But what can you tell me about the song, Ahmad, if anything?
For Grace Deeb, she released many albums in many different languages in her musical career life. But I like the most this song, of her very first songs. Which let Grace Deeb be named as the Dalida of the Arabs.
Wow, the legendary Dalida, who didn't really make it in the United States, Ahmad, unfortunately. Here, I don't think people have a point of reference about this living legend who was huge in Europe in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So to actually call Grace Deeb the new Dalida is quite a compliment.
Well, she's not the new Dalida. She's only Dalida of the Arabs, not of Europe and America or international-wise. So she's still young, and she has many years to convince the people that she is the Dalida. She's still young.
I got it. Dalida was, sort of getting old. She she committed suicide in 1987 at the age of 54.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, yes. But Grace Deeb, of course, alive and kicking and singing, and hopefully will attain international status one day. And so this album, Ahmad, of Grace Deeb's is actually in different languages, then. It's not in Arabic, her native language.
It's like in Arabic, English, and French.
Wow. And the song you chose is called Comme Toi?
Calling you en Comotois, calling you in English en Comotois in the French.
Which is kind of funny because the translation of the French title Comotois means like you. So right. the translation is not exact, I guess. And yes, you like this song, why, Ahmad?
I like this song because it tells about someone who is in love with someone else. Calling you means he's calling someone who is distant from him, trying to reach his love and not able to do that. Once you see the video clip, you will feel the sensation of the song. It's truly painful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a video clip too, so I'm going to be checking that out certainly after the show today.
Yes, you must.
Great. You seem like a very, what am I going to say, romantic person. Yeah.
Yeah, too much, I think.
Too much, I don't know. Some people would say there is no such thing as too much. But either way, here is, we'll play, I think, both versions for our listeners. Ahmad, and you can stay with us for one more segment after that. I know it's very late over there in Amman, Jordan. But I promise to let you go within the next 15 minutes so you can get some sleep.
I can wait.
Thank you, Ahmad. Shukran.
That would be perfect.
Sort of typical of the Jordanian hospitality I hear so much about, Ahmad, this kind of graciousness you seem to have.
Well, as per to the Jordanian hostness, I can stay till the morning, I believe.
Wow. Okay, well, we won't do that to you. We're not that cruel here. But here we go. We'll listen to Grace Deeb, and the song is Comme-toi, and then we'll mix it into the English version of Comme-toi, which is called Calling You. So we'll be listening to the same song once in French and Arabic, and then again in English and Arabic. Here is the potential new Dalida of the Arab world, Grace Deeb singing Comme Toi.
Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi.
KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford University. You're listening to Grace Deeb.
for hope I'm running, for life I'm running, for hope I'm running, for a chance to change, even rearrange the rules, the limits, break down the chains, for a chance to change, even rearrange the rules, the limits, break down the chains. Just believe in me, with your will I'll reach the sun. Put your strength in me, with your heart. Trip and fall, got what it takes to stand up tall. Though my body aches, if I trip and fall, got what it takes to stand up tall.